I went back to reading Sir's book, but I leafed through it mechanically. Between the lines, I kept seeing fearsome, wide-open jaws. Just then, Conseil and the Canadian entered with a calm, even gleeful air. Little did they know what was waiting for them. "Ye gods, sir," Ned Land told me, "your Captain Nemo, the devil take him, has just made us a very pleasant proposition." "Oh," I said, "you know about—" "With all due respect to Master," Conseil replied, "the Nautilus's commander has invited us, together with Master, for a visit tomorrow to Ceylon's magnificent pearl fisheries." He did so in the most cordial terms and conducted himself like a true gentleman. "He didn't tell you anything else?"
"Nothing, sir,"
the Canadian replied.
"He said you'd already discussed this little stroll."
"Indeed," I said.
"But didn't he give you any details on—"
"Not a one, Mr. Naturalist."
"You will be going with us, right?"
"Me?
Why, yes, certainly, of course. I can see that you like the idea, Mr. Land."